Hey, folks, and welcome into the Nolcast Instant Reaction Podcast. This is Bud Elliott, your host. We always try to do these instant reaction podcasts as soon as we can after the games. And, of course, they are not edited, so I put them up as soon as I finish doing them, which in this case is about 2 a.m. So looks like we've got some things scheduled out on Tomahawk Nation. And it's important for me to show you that this podcast is brought to you by Peppers. Jabril Pepper. Wait, no. The peppers that go into delicious Louisiana hot sauce, which is actually our sponsor. Jabril Peppers is not our sponsor, although it did seem like he sponsored the entire broadcast of the Orange Bowl, which Florida State won 33-32 over Michigan. Surely they would not have if Jabril Peppers had played. ESPN managed to mention him, I think, legitimately over 50 times in this game. That was kind of ridiculous. I have a good post on that on Tomahawk Nation if you want to check it out about Jabril Peppers and about how Florida State actually had more injuries than Michigan did, and the broadcast just kind of ignored that, possibly because they had an ESPN graduate calling the game. Stuff like that happens. Whatever. FSU still won. They overcame all their injuries that were not talked about to get the win, which was great. FSU literally did the things that we said it needed to do, but probably could not do. They totally exceeded expectations. Jimbo Fisher outcoached Jim Harbaugh in this game. It is probably true that Michigan had more good plays than FSU. But the real key was that FSU's good plays were huge plays. It was kind of like every time, if it was a baseball game, every time Michigan like hung a curveball, Florida State that hit that shit over the fence and into the parking lot. Seriously, their throws of 92, 23, 45, 71-yard run for Cook. I mean, that's really the story of the ballgame right there is those explosive plays. Florida State, check it out. 23, 45, 92, 21, 12, 28, 11, 16, 71. That's awesome. Michigan, on the other hand, 16, 21, 18, 15, 13, 13, 17, 30. So Michigan only had one play over 25 yards in this game. We said in the broadcast that, or in the preview podcast, that it was unlikely that either team would be able to drive the football consistently against the other, right? And you would have to hit explosive plays. And the team that would do that better would probably win the game. And we thought it'd be Michigan because Michigan's defense is really, really awesome. And I thought it was really good tonight, too. Florida State just had tremendous execution all at once by everybody on the offense five or six times on the night. And that was enough because they made those plays really cash in. Dalvin Cook, one player of the game, well-deserved. I mean, he also became the first Orange Bowl MVP ever to be, quote-unquote, bottled up. Just how Florida has bottled up Dalvin Cook twice now, despite the fact that he has torched them twice. To steal kind of a altered line from Jaws, we're going to need a bigger bottle. Dalvin Cook is ridiculous. 145 on the ground, 62 through the air on three catches. So that's 23 touches for 207 yards. I really love Jimbo Fisher's game plan in this game. I mean, he came out, he ran counter Trey. Michigan seemed to kind of be a step slow on that. Then they adjusted, and for a while, Michigan did really well. It was a great punch, counterpunch fight, and it was two good coaching staffs. You know, Michigan's coaching staff is excellent. FSU got the upper hand tonight. It was impressive. I thought perhaps the coolest thing to set up here, we got a couple guys who are high school coaches in our editorial chat on Tomahawk, and one of them kept saying that they've got to run some bootleg off this counter Trey action. And literally the first play of the first series that came after he said that, Jimbo Fisher was thinking the same thing, because Florida State ran that counter Trey action for the fourth time in the game. The first three times, DeAndre Francois had handed that football to Dalvin Cook, but this time would be different. This time, DeAndre Francois kept the ball and rolled a little bit to his left and then hit Nunu Murray for a 92-yard touchdown, which I believe is an Orange Bowl record. So that was very nice right there. chunk plays, explosive plays. You know, it's amazing to me that Florida State won this game with DeAndre Francois playing as poorly as he did. Think about this. He was 9 of 27. That is the kind of drive-killing, just not even anywhere close to acceptable level of accuracy that kills drives and loses games. However, he had 222 yards passing on those 9 completions. That is, I mean, to give you an idea, I'm going to Google this as I'm recording because I don't want to hit the pause button. Bear with me here. I'm pulling up a stat. I guess that, I'll give you this. The nation's leader in yards per attempt was 11.1. Completions are obviously a lot more than that because there's fewer of them, so it's a lower numerator. Yards per completion, college football. Here we go. Yards per completion. Number one in the nation, Trace McSorley, 16.1. Number two, Baker Mayfield, 15.6. Yards per completion is not really a good stat, but it's an interesting stat. And I think there's something really here to this. DeAndre Francois had like 8-point-something per attempt tonight. But per completion, he had like 25 or 26, which is like 60% bigger than the nation's leader in that category. So almost every time he actually completed the ball, it went for huge yardage. In fact, I can pull this up right here. Francois' completions tonight. 23, 45, 92, 13, negative 4, I think that was a screen, 8, 12, negative 13, 21, and 12. I mean, man, get your money's worth on the ones that you actually put near the receiver. That was really nice. I thought the offensive line had an excellent game tonight, especially when you consider the fact that the guys they were blocking are a really good front, one of the best fronts FSU's faced. And I do still think that was the best defense FSU has faced all year. FSU had a really great plan. They had nice counters built into the plan. People were like, oh, the play calling is getting conservative in the third quarter. And I'm thinking, no, that's not accurate at all. The problem was that Michigan basically loaded up to stop Dalvin Cook in the third quarter so much, and their gamble was that Francois couldn't throw an accurate pass to save his life. And for about 20 minutes there in the second half, they were right. He couldn't. And eventually he hit a few down the stretch, which was really big. Nice counterpunch there down in the red zone with Francois running the ball more. I love the auto check that he made to the quarterback sweep, and he identified that Michigan was out of its gap. Just a really, really well-played game on both sides of the ball. Florida State's defense came out and just dominated Michigan, and that was extremely impressive on the night. Arguably the best defensive performance of the year. You're missing four safeties because Ermin Lane's out, and then Trey Marshall gets ejected, so you got to play the fourth quarter with three true freshmen on the field. I mean, you got, Kyle Myers, Levante Taylor, Carlos Becker, all out there. I think Calvin Bruton was even out there for a time. Just, man, that is a mash unit secondary. Defensive line, DeMarcus Walker, Derek Nnadi, 8 up front. They made it impossible for Michigan to move the ball for the most part. Michigan tonight, they finished with 3.4 yards per play. That is the second worst Michigan had all year. They had 3.3 against Iowa. Ohio State held them to 3.9, and that was in Columbus. Florida State, on a neutral field, held them to 3.4. That's awesome. You want to hear even more impressive, though? FSU's offense became the first team to go over 5.75 yards a play against this Michigan defense. The previous high on the year was Michigan State, who had 5.73. FSU ended up with a clean 6.0. 371 yards, doesn't sound all that impressive, but only on 62 plays, 6 yards a play. Against that Michigan defense, you'll take it. Now, two turnovers really kept Michigan in this game. You had the fumble punt, punt by Nunu Murray. Inexcusable. It was a great punt, but you still have to do better than that. Murray would kind of make up for it later, though. And then obviously the horrendous throw by Francois there. That just accuracy has always been an issue for him. High school, college, just not an accurate passer. But he made enough big plays. I love the 3rd and 22 call by FSU to pop that counter tray there. 71-yarder by Dalvin Cook. That really turned the game, because at that point, Michigan had all the momentum. And for Florida State to go up, 27-15 at that point, they went up to go up 12 to extend the lead back to two scores. That was so huge. I like the defensive game plan in the first half, lining up to Marcus Walker on the interior when they could, when they got Michigan into passing downs. And they put him on who? It's DeMarcus Walker. And you really can't do this in the NFL as much, because the NFL guards can pass protect. But in college, a lot of times your guards are they're bigger guys, but they're bigger inside because they can't move. And Walker can move. So lining him up on a true freshman guard, that was a nice mismatch exploited by Charles Kelly and Brad Lawing, the FSU defense. So Brad Lawing, the defensive ends coach. Very impressed with that. And then on the other side, Michigan's other guard really wasn't that good. And so he had him trying to block Derek Nnadi. That's a lot of mismatch in the half there. And very, very nice game for FSU, man. It's tired. I usually don't go too long on these. Also want to thank our second sponsor. That is Madison Social of the For the Table Group. They also have the Great Township Restaurant and Central, the awesome casual but yet really good Italian restaurant right next door to Madison Social in College Town in Tallahassee. If you guys are in Tallahassee, definitely go check them out. That is a really fun time. I'm watching the replay right now on ESPN. Jim Harbaugh does a nice little kick when he realizes that Keith Gavin, who is a freshman receiver who looks like a defensive end, ran over one of his linebackers en route to taking a kick back 60-something yards. And then Nunu Murray goes up and mosses Jordan Lewis, who is a likely high-round draft pick at corner. Nunu Murray is like 5'10 and a half. So for him to do that, that was pretty big. Very very good to see that one. Guys, the NOLCast is not going to go away. We will continue to do these episodes throughout the offseason, thanks to our great sponsors. We really appreciate your listenership. This has been a great time all year. Ended up being I don't know if you want to call this year a success. Not with the amount of talent you had on this team and the talent you're going to lose to the draft. But I said 6 weeks ago, Florida State can either have a disappointing year or a disastrous year. And you can't convince me that third place in the Atlantic division is not disappointing. But the year was not disastrous. Florida State bounced back. They got some juice back, both on the field and the recruiting trail. They did make some improvements in some key areas. I think we can answer the question tonight, did Florida State really get better on defense, or were they just playing really bad offenses? And the answer is that it's still some of both, but I do think that FSU made some good defensive improvements. They're playing better as a team. The linebacker play tonight was much better. Matthew Thomas, I thought, played like a beast tonight. I saw Roderick Hoskins make a number of excellent hustle plays, kind of picking through traffic. Jacob Pugh against the run, I think, was pretty good. They still pick on him some in pass coverage, but that's a trade-off, I think, as a defense that you're aware of, and you're gambling that you'll have to accept it. Football is a game where you take things away and you also give things. And if opponents can hit it and take advantage of it, then you kind of tip your cap. So that was a hell of a game. I mean, what a fun game to watch. Have you had more fun watching a game in quite a while that wasn't like, let's say, a beatdown over a rival, but entertaining, exciting? It was high scoring. I mean, in part due to turnovers, but you also had explosive plays. It was, and man, pads were popping. We had hitting. You had diversity of styles. You had that was just a great. They say styles make fights, and that was fun. I know both teams run a pro style offense, but they do so differently. FSU defensively tonight also. What a great job of handling the diversity of run concepts that Michigan throws at you. It's very tough to prep for that. I think it's probably tough for Michigan to prep to run all that stuff, but it's definitely tough for FSU's defense to prep for all the different types of runs that Michigan does and is able to execute. They just whipped them up front. Florida State's defensive line is just playing like beasts right now. Tonight, also after the game, Derek Nnadi said he's coming back to school. Dalvin Cook had no answer on that. I expect him to go pro. Roderick Johnson, also no answer, but I also expect him to go pro. That's going to be a loss, obviously, but I think it's a smart move if he goes pro because this year the tackles in the draft are not very good, so he'll probably be over-slotted in the draft, which means he'll make more money than he would in another year. So probably smart for him to go. I think he will. I know some of the chatter out of practice was that this is probably his last game. But look, getting Nnadi back, getting Derek Thomas or Mazi Thomas back, this defense next year is going to be downright nasty. Losing Walker, yes, but you get Derwin James back. It's going to be in the conversation probably outside of Alabama because I don't know if anybody's touching them for a while as the best defense in the country, in my opinion. So that's something to look forward to. Recruiting's been going really well. I'll have another recruiting update for you pretty soon. And on offense, I think there's some fun things that you can take from this bowl game. I'm not big on bowl momentum at all. I don't think if FSU lost, it would have any impact on their season next year. And I don't think the win is going to have any impact on their season either. This idea these guys didn't believe in each other is, like, if they had lost, false. They believe in each other. They play as a team. That's been evident, evident for several weeks. But, you know, could Nooney Murray making that catch give him more confidence? Sure. Could, most of the guys that made plays for it, Travis Rudolph also said he plans to come back, I believe. So that's good. I don't know. I usually think most of these guys should go because you just don't necessarily improve that much year to year. But that's probably smart for him to come back. And I'm rambling, which means it's time to wrap this podcast up, which we will do right now. Again, thanks for listening, y'all. I really appreciate it. From the Orange Bowl, Florida State 33, Michigan 32. One final thing here. I want to give a great shout-out to Kurt Weiler and Andrew Miller. I have been at Under Armour all week in Orlando and actually flying out early Sunday morning. What's today? Today's Friday. I'm flying out Saturday morning to San Antonio. If you've got to get up in a little bit to go to the airport. And David Visser, our number two at Tomahawk, his dad had some serious surgery, so he's been helping him out. Kurt and Andrew went down to the Orange Bowl and really killed it all week. So if you see him on social media, give him some kudos. They did a really great job for us, and that was so enjoyable to see. And we're really a true team at Tomahawk, so that was great. All right.